Do you think people ever sell you differently because you have a disability?
Yeah.
This is WGCT's What It's Like, where people share just that. Parts of these conversations were recorded in Jacksonville, Florida, by StoryCorps, the National Story Archiving nonprofit. Then we're following up with even deeper looks, interviews recorded by me, Lindsay Kilbride, outside of StoryCorps' recording booth. This is 25-year-old Claire McGrath and her good friend, 64-year-old Mary Rath.
So let's talk a little bit about where you live.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about L'Arche.
L'Arche is a home for mentally challenged young adults who have disabilities.
Yeah. And that's how we got to know each other, right?
Right.
I moved into L'Arche about 3 years ago now, right? And in L'Arche, a lot of the assistants there, they live there, right? So L'Arche isn't just a community for people with disabilities. It's a community for people without disabilities, too. And we share life together. So how did we get to know each other?
I was in the hospital last year.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago.
Yeah. You were having heart problems.
Heart problems.
Yeah. Because you'd been on dialysis for so long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The doctors had said you probably had a couple of days. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what that was like?
Kind of scary.
Yeah, I bet. I've never experienced that before. So we all came, and we were coming to say goodbye to you. And I remember I came in, and you couldn't talk because you had a breathing tube in.
Right.
But I held your hand, and I said that I loved you. You said something to me in sign language, and what was it?
I love you.
Yeah, you told me that you loved me in sign language. But then, what happened? Obviously, you're sitting here today. You came back to Earth. Yeah, and here you are.
When Mary returned to L'Arche, she moved into the house Claire was living in, called Grateful House. The L'Arche community has 4 homes, where adults with intellectual disabilities, called core members, live alongside adults without disabilities, called assistants. At the time, Claire was an assistant fresh out of college.
My original plan was I was going to move in for a year and kind of take it as a gap year in between college and grad school. I went to college for biology, and so I was thinking about doing occupational therapy or something like that. After like 2 weeks of living in L'Arche, I was like, okay, this felt like my calling. I really came to L'Arche because I felt like I needed to learn to be vulnerable.
Claire doesn't live at L'Arche anymore, but she still works there overseeing all the houses, including the one Mary lives in, which she shares with 5 others who have intellectual disabilities and about just as many assistants.
Hey, Mary.
Hey.
Hey, somebody's here to see you. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lindsay.
Mary is in her room taking a nap.
You want to sit up? Maybe in your chair.
Yeah, I'll sit up a chair.
What is your favorite thing to do at L'Arche?
Do my needlepoint.
Do you have some around here you could show me?
I've got one today.
You have them in here?
Like to do that, go up and down.
This one she's working on is a pink and purple stripe pattern.
Can you show me around your room a little bit? You know, you have some pictures and some decorations.
Family.
Who all is there?
Me, Pete, Mom. Uh-huh. Me and Pete. And Dad. And these are my niece and nephews up there.
Family is extremely important to Mary, and it's something she talked to Claire about during their StoryCorps conversation.
I'm wondering if you can tell me any stories about when you were growing up in New Jersey, right? From what you've told me, you were a little bit of a wild child sometimes, right?
Yeah. Go to 50 bars.
50 bars?
50.
50s bars. So, okay.
Get down, boogie. Drive around Spring Lake when it's ice skating on the lake.
Oh, that sounds fun. What was it like growing up with three brothers?
Oh, it was wild.
Yeah, it sounds like your parents were really wonderful advocates for you. And you had a lot of friends, and you went to college, right?
2 years.
2 years of college. And you drove a car.
Drove a car.
Do you think people ever saw you differently because you have a disability?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In high school.
In high school.
Two friends.
Mm-hmm.
I said two sisters. Mm-hmm. Saw me different.
Yeah.
I went to their house on a Halloween night.
Mm-hmm.
I liked them at first, mm-hmm. but something happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
That turned them off.
Oh, okay.
Because I was different.
So did they treat you differently?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
What would you want those people to know about you?
That we're not special. We're just a human being. We have like anybody else's feelings.
Even when she was younger, as a kid, whenever people hurt her feelings, Mary said she would always let them know.
Why did you make that decision to tell them how they made you feel?
It hurt.
How are things different today at L'Arche?
Everyone is equal. Do unto others as you want to you, and be kind to one another.
And although Mary's been living here at L'Arche for the last 12 years, she's lived in her share of other group homes, one in particular where she lived for only 6 weeks.
It was fenced in.
It was fenced in.
Had dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats.
You had to get up at a certain time. And I had depression on top of it.
So you had depression on top of that. And how did they treat you?
Kind of mean.
Kind of mean.
Was that the worst place you ever lived?
Yeah. The people were nice for us. And the people wasn't that nice. So I moved out.
What did they do?
They would hit me. And I didn't like that. So I moved out.
Tell me how the living situation works exactly. Mm-hmm. Do you live there all the time?
Yes. For my first 2 years here at L'Arche, I was there all of the time. Every assistant has 2 days away, and they're always 2 days in a row. On my days away, I might go out to the beach or go hang out somewhere for the day, but my room was there. All my things were in the house. At the time that I moved in, there were a couple other young women who were also a year out of college or 2 years out of college who had moved in at the same time as me. So it would, on nights when we were all off together, it was really funny. We would maybe get ready to go out for the night, and we would be doing our makeup. And then one of the core members, who was 72 years old, would kind of wander into the bathroom and say, "Oh, you girls look nice." So it was this really funny juxtaposition. What was really beautiful about living in the house was the lines between like your personal life and your, I don't even want to say work life because it's not like work, but for lack of a better term, your work life are really blurred. You're all part of the same family. Things like I would go into Mary's room as she was falling asleep, and we would watch a movie together as she's falling asleep. So there were so many beautiful, intimate moments like that. But it's also challenging. It's really hard to kind of set your own boundaries.
The first thing that came to my mind when I thought about the living situation is, how does that impact your social life, your dating life? You know, you have a very different schedule than most people.
Yes. So I started dating my current boyfriend when I was in L'Arche. And it was definitely very unique. A core member definitely saw our first kiss when we, which wasn't how I pictured our first kiss going, but you know, that's L'Arche. But it was actually, it was really cool because, kind of intentionally, one of our first dates had him come to L'Arche, actually really even before we went on a date, he had to come to L'Arche and meet all of the core members first. And I pulled Mary aside because, Mary is just so observant and she knows me really well. So I pulled Mary aside afterwards and I asked her what she thought of him. She gave her approval. She asks him, now she's asking him all the time, where's the ring?
Claire said she's noticed sometimes people have a simplistic view of those with intellectual disabilities. Like when she's out with some of the members, people will come up to her and talk about them like they're not standing right there or thank her for taking care of them.
Usually I'll respond with something like, well, they're the ones who are taking care of me, because that's true. They mm-hmm. take care of me way more than I take care of them. Sometimes they either see them as children, or I've heard people describe them as angels, you know, just kind of a one-dimensional view. And I think I had that. But when you're living with people, you really see everything. You see the full human and see that, you know, people with disabilities are just as complex and have just as rich of an interior life as everybody does. In my experience, people with disabilities don't really put up the facade that that I do or many other people I know do. Like every emotion just is kind of experienced by them, and it seems like almost a more pure way, or you know, they're not hiding it in the way that we have become so good at doing. And that really freed me to be able to be more fully myself.
Claire says nobody but Mary has a better gauge on her mood.
When you have a down day, I tear you up.
Yeah, you do. And you can always tell when I'm having a down day. Even when I think nobody can tell, you can tell. And you always know how to make me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've taught me a lot about how to love myself, because when I'm having an off day and when I'm not at the top of my game, you love me just as much. You probably love me more on those days.
Yeah, I love you. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you.
You are a wonderful baby. You're my heart.
You're in my heart, too.
This is What It's Like, a production made possible by the supporters of WJCT. This episode was based on a conversation recorded by StoryCorps in Jacksonville, Florida. It was produced by me, Lindsay Kilbride, with editing by Jessica Palumbo. And some of this episode's music is by our intern, Al Pete. Subscribe to hear more stories like this one.
I see an ICE officer, and he pulled out his badge because he was showing me his ID. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is it.
Let's go out for coffee today. Come on. Come on.
We went out for coffee yesterday.
Come on. Gotta do it again.
Gotta do it again.